大家好，主内平安。我今天要读的经文是以弗所书第六章1到3节。你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。谢谢。
把时间长。
嗨，你们大家好。
嗨，
我的名字叫易文，这是我第一次来到华语聚会当中，跟你们分享神的话语。今天来到这里，能够跟你们分享神的话语，也是我的荣幸。我带了我的最大的女儿，她的名字叫静恩，在这里前面坐在前面。刚巧今天讲的那道 passage。
经文
啊，那道经文是小孩子怎样尊敬跟听从他们的父母亲，所以我带了金恩来这里给个live demonstration， 叫做
实际的
模范，希望是这样了，希望是这样。对不起，因为我的华语讲的不好，所以我需要宝义来跟我翻译啊。可能以后我比较勇敢的时候，我会尽量来。跟我们用华语来分享神的话语，但是今天可能会稍微困难了一点，所以可能下次 OK 好吧。Now the portion of God's word before us this morning is taken as we know from Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
今天的经文是取自保罗写给以弗所信徒的信。
And here in this part of the letter, Paul is carrying on a section that he started in chapter 5 verse 21.
这段经文是以弗所5章21节的延续。
Where he tells them there to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
在那段经文，保罗鼓励信徒应要存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
That is, Paul here is teaching the Christians at Ephesus what it means to live the Christian life in all the different areas and different relationships they find themselves in.
简单的来说，保罗正在教导以弗所的信徒怎样在生命里不同的环节和不同的关系活出基督徒的样式。
Whether as husband and wife, parent or children, or master and slave.
这就包含了夫妇、父母与儿女和主仆的关系。
And today, as we come to this section on children-parent relationships,
今天我们来到了父母与儿女的关系。
There's so much that can be said from this rich passage.
我们真的可以从这段经文学到不少东西。
But due to my constraint in Mandarin and hence the constraint in time, I can but make 3 points.
但因为我在语言上和时间上的限制，我会提出三点。
Hopefully, these 3 points will start us thinking through how our obedience and honoring of our parents can be carried out in the Lord.
我希望透过这三点，我们可以思考我们应该怎么样如何在主里听从和孝敬我们的父母。
Are we ready?
准备好聆听神的话语吗？
OK， 第一点，听从和孝敬父母是建立在神的话语上。Firstly then, I want us to note in here the first point, the way that Paul presents this instruction to obey and honor our parents.
首先，我想大家留意保罗怎样表达听从和孝敬父母的重要指示。
That is, he grounds this instruction in the fifth commandment itself.
这个指示的源头是神通过摩西给予以色列的十诫里的第五条。
The fifth commandment reads this way, Deuteronomy 5:16. Allow me to read it for us. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you.So that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
在生命记五章十六节，我们看到了第五条诫命，也就是要遵照你的上帝耶和华的吩咐孝敬父母，以便你在你的上帝耶和华要赐给你的土地上享长寿蒙祝福。
Here in Ephesians chapter 6, in his instruction to children to obey and honor their parents, we see Paul quoting the fifth commandment.
在以弗所六章，我们看到保罗引用了第五条的诫命。
Meaning, even as he gives the instruction to children to obey their parents,
这也就是说，他在给予指示的时候，
he does not pluck the instruction out of thin air or out of nowhere.
他并不是无中生有的。
But he grounds it in the Ten Commandments.
但只是是建立在十诫上。
The ten important words that any Christian in the early church, especially the Jewish Christians, would have been familiar with.
任何一个在早期教会的信徒，特别是犹太的基督徒，都会对十诫非常熟悉。
In this sense, Paul was saying to them, "The instruction I give to you, children, to obey your parents." Is one that comes from the very mouth of God Himself.
更直接的说，保罗要凸显听从和孝敬父母的指示是来自神自己的口中。
It's His instruction, His command.
这是神的指示，他的命令。
And perfectly in line with how He wanted the Israelites and us to live our lives.
他要当时的以色列人和现今的我们，凭着这个指示过基督徒的生活。
But even as we see how Paul quotes the fifth commandment, notice there is also a slight difference.
在引用第五条诫命的时候，保罗所列出的指示有稍微的一些的不同。
Instead of saying that the Christians may grow well and live long in the land the Lord your God has given you,
他并没有说基督徒会在上帝耶和华要赐给你的土地上享长寿蒙祝福。
Instead, he says this, that it may grow well and you may enjoy long life on the earth.
但在这里，他却说基督徒会在世上蒙祝福，享长寿。
Meaning Paul, when applying the fifth commandment to Christians at Ephesus, no longer focuses narrowly or specifically on the land.
在提出以弗所信徒应该怎样应用第五条诫命的时候，保罗不单单把主力放在狭窄或应许之地的范围里面。
You see, for the Israelites, as they were about to receive God's promise and enter into the promised land, the focus is rightly on the land of Canaan.
对以色列人来说，神应许把他们带到应许之地，所以焦点当然是在迦南之地。
And there God is saying, obedience and honoring of your parents for the Israelites would lead to a stable society.
在那里，听从和孝敬父母会使他们建立一个安全和稳定的社会。
And hence, long life in the land that God was giving to the Israelites.
他们因而能在迦南之地享长寿。
But for the New Testament Christians, that is you and me.
但对新约的信徒来说，
the fulfillment of God's promises was not to be found in the receiving of a land.
神的应许不在于进入迦南之地。
But it was to be found in the receiving of the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus himself. Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所第一章，神应许我们在基督里，我们能得着天上各样属灵的恩福。
That's why Paul here broadens out the promise found in the fifth commandment from that of the land to the whole earth in which we as Christians live in.
所以保罗扩大了应许的范围，从特定的应许之地到全世界。
And you think with me, that's true, isn't it?
让我们一起来思考，这是真的，不是吗？
What is crucial to any society here on earth is the key foundation of family stability.
稳定的家庭是任何一个社会的重要基础和根基。
And what is key to family stability is children's obedience and honoring of their parents.
稳定的家庭的关键在于子女是否听从和孝敬父母。
So friends,
所以朋友们,
even as Paul instructs the Ephesian Christians and us what it means to live out the Christian life,
当保罗在指示以弗所信徒和甚至我们应该怎么样活出基督徒的生活的时候,
be sure of this.
我们必须清楚地知道,
the life he's teaching us to live is one that comes from the very word of God himself.
这样的生活方式是来自神他自己的话语。
Just as God wanted his children, the Israelites, to obey their parents as part of living the good life under him.
神如何指示以色列人怎样听从和孝敬父母？
Similarly, he wants us as New Testament Christians too to obey our parents as part of the good life under him.
他也要我们同样的照这样做。
And that's helpful to know, isn't it?
这对我们很有帮助，不是吗？
Because very often, one of the fears that I hear from older parents and that is they worry that their children, when their children become Christian, their question to me is, will I lose my child to this new religion? Will he or she no longer love me now that they have found God?
我会不会因此而失去我的孩子，或者是孩子在成为基督徒后，他是否还会再爱我们？
Maybe that was one of your fears before you came to know the Lord yourself.
这或许可能是你在成为基督徒以前有的担忧。
I just want to say that this is far from the truth.
我想说的是，事情并非如此。
If a child really comes to know and love the Lord Jesus truly, that will lead to him or her growing in their obedience and honoring of their parents.
相反的，如果子女确确实实的认识主耶稣基督，子女会更听从和孝敬父母。
They will grow in their obedience and honoring of their parents, not decrease in their area.
他们不应该减少对父母的听从和尊敬。
God views the love of our family members very seriously.
神非常看重信徒是怎么样的爱他们的家人。
So seriously that he says elsewhere in scripture,
他甚至在提摩太书前书五章八节有这么样的说法。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
在提摩太前书五章八节他说到谁不照顾自己的亲属尤其是不照顾自己的家人就是违背真道比不信的人还坏。
So be clear of this today, my friends.
所以我们要清楚地意识到以下的这点。
Love for God and love for the Lord Jesus will show itself in an increasing love, obedience, and honoring of our parents.
一个爱神和主耶稣的人必定会越来越爱听从和孝敬他的父母。
Because the love and honoring of our parents is grounded in the very word of God himself.
因为听从和孝敬父母是建立在神的话语上。
第二点，听从或孝敬父母。Secondly then, obedience or honor.
第二点是该听从或孝敬父母呢？
As Paul writes to the Ephesian Christian children, is he telling them, calling forth from them, obedience or honor?
在写信给以弗所的信徒的时候，保罗要信徒听从或孝敬父母呢？
And there is a difference between the two, isn't it?
听从是有别于孝敬的，不是吗？
Obedience is stronger than honor.
相比之下，听从会显得比较强一点。
Obedient means I obey or I carry out whatever I'm told to do, whether I like it or not.
无论我喜欢与否，听从代表我会服从我所被指示的。
And here, just to clarify, when Paul says, "Children, obey your parents,"
在这里，当保罗说，孩子应该听从父母的时候
，He is saying you obey not with an unwilling, begrudging kind of obedience.
保罗他不是在指那些心不甘情不愿的听从。
In other words, it is not the kind of obedience that Phoebe, my 7-year-old daughter, gives to me.
他所要的不是我七岁女儿有时候会敷衍我的回应。
Yeah, the important word there is 有时候 Sometimes she does listen well and obey well, but sometimes she'll say, "Okay, Dad, whatever."
有时他就会说啊，好了，随便。
But you can tell when you look at her face, you can tell that she's not agreeing inside of her. She's kicking and screaming inside of her.
只是当你看着她的时候，你非常清楚的知道她心里并不是这么样想。
But let me clarify. At the time, she is very good.
那我曾经她大度事的时候都是很听话。
So that's not the kind of obedience Paul has in mind.
这不是保罗所要的。
He is thinking of a willing and even joyful obedience.
听从是应该来自一颗愿意甚至乐意的心。
Are we okay? So that's obedience for us, okay?
所以那就是听从。
Whereas I think honor is not as strong.
相比之下，孝敬不会显得那么强。
It allows for the possibility of not carrying out what is told.
孝敬不代表我们一定会服从我们所被指示的。
Instead, the focus is on the attitude.
所以重点在于态度。
That is, even in cases where the specific action is not carried out by the child,
在某种情况下，尽管孩子没有服从父母所指示的,
the child's inner attitude is still respectful towards the parents.
孩子对父母的心和态度仍然是尊敬的。
So is Paul here speaking of obedience or honor?
那保罗是在论及听从或孝敬呢?
I think both.
保罗指的是两者。
In cases where the child is still under the parental care of the parents, Paul calls forth for obedience.
如果孩子还在父母的管辖下，保罗要他们听从父母。
Meaning, if the child is still young, not physically mature yet,
所以换句话来说，要是一个孩子还是年幼或不成熟，
if the child is still dependent on parents for their financial stability and provision of daily needs like food and shelter,
在经济和衣食住行上还得依赖父母，
then obedience is on view.
在那样的情况下，他们应该听从父母。
And here, the age range in which this situation applies will vary from culture to culture and from household to household, isn't it?
一个人是否被列为青年，以及得依赖父母，是因着不同的文化和家族而改变的，不是吗？
So in Western culture, the child is seen very much as an adult when he or she reaches the age of 18.
在西方的文化，当一个18岁的人，我们就可以把他视为一个成人。
Whereas in Chinese and Singaporean culture, my guess is that the age where that happens is a bit higher.
在东方和新加坡的文化，可能一个人变为成人的年龄稍微会比较高一点。
When the child is in his or her early 20s, that's when they are seen as responsible adults.
或许我们可能认为一个人到了20出的时候才视为成人。
If so, then what Paul is saying here is, as long as you are a child under the category of still being dependent on your parents,
所以保罗是在说，如果你还在依赖你的父母的话，
then obedience is called for.
所以他的对你的指示是你得听从父母。
Whereas if you have moved out of the child category to become a responsible, independent adult,
如果你已经是一个负责任，独立的成人，
then there may be times and occasions where you may not agree with your parents, and hence you may not obey them in terms of carrying out what they tell you to do.
你或许会碰到和父母意见不合，而你却不听从的情况。
But still, even in those instances, honor is called for.
但在那种情况下，我们仍然要孝敬父母。
At all times, in our hearts, in our inner attitudes, we are to respect our parents.
无论何时，我们都必须在心里和态度上孝敬父母。
And not shame them or belittle them.
而不是羞耻他们，或者是轻视他们。
Perhaps let me share a personal example of how this works out for me.
让我通过一个个人的例子来表明这点。
You see, I still have my parents who by God's grace are healthy.
感谢神的恩典，我的父母仍健在。
And one of the areas where I find my wife May and I not fully agreeing with them,
我和我太太有在接下来的这一方面，我们不大和他们有相同的意见。
It's very often in the area of parenthood and child raising.
那就是在育儿方面。
I may not agree with my parents' way of thinking how the grandchildren should be raised up.
对于他们的育儿的方式，我并不苟同。
Despite them telling me very often, what's wrong with my method? Didn't you turn out fine?
他们常会质疑我，并提出他们的方式，并向我问他们的方式有什么不足，甚至还会说，你在他们的方式下还不是成长得好好的。
I may not obey what they tell me.
有时候我不会听从他们。
But at all times, May and I have to watch it in our hearts that that doesn't cross over to disrespect and dishonoring.
但我和我的太太必须时时看守我们的心，以免我们变得不尊敬、不孝敬。
Either in terms of us belittling their parenthood methodologies,
或许我们会看清他们的育儿方式,
or worse still, us going further and actually looking down on them.
或者甚至看不起他们。
So that would be my personal example of how I honor my parents without necessarily obeying them at all times.
这是我如何不一定听从的情况下仍然孝敬我的父母。
Now I'm fully aware I've only painted the broad strokes of the difference between obedience and honor.
我知道我只是略略地提出听从和孝敬的分别。
And specifically how it gets worked out will be according to your unique family situation you find yourself in.
应用会随着个别的家庭而改变。
But as a general guideline, can I say for the adult children in our midst?
成年的孩子可以思考考虑以下的准则。
Sometimes we have to understand that honoring our parents may take us into the realm of obeying them.
有时候我们必须明白，当我们孝敬父母的当儿，我们已经在听从他们了。
Meaning, in certain situations, it will be very difficult to honor them as parents without obeying them to a certain degree.
也就是说，如果我们不在某程度上听从他们，我们其实很难孝敬他们。
So coming back to my earlier child raising example,
让我回到之前讲的育儿的例子。
The only reason why May and I are able to say no to my parents is because May is full time at home looking after the children.
我们唯一能够婉拒父母育儿的意见或原则，是因为我的太太全职在家里看孩子。
But May and I are very well aware that if both of us were at work and the main caregivers were my parents,
如果我和我太太都是上班人士，而我们把孩子交托给父母照料，
then it would be very difficult and in fact unreasonable to expect them to care for the grandchildren, but to do it our way.
我们就很难要求父母照着我们的意思去这样做。
In such a case and situation, it would be very difficult to honor my parents without to some degree obeying them.
在这样的情况下，如果我们不在某种程度上听从我们父母的意见，
and in this case, obeying them would be allowing my parents to use their methodology in raising the grandchildren.
也就是让他们用他们的育儿的原则来带小孩。
So for the adult children in our midst, it may be a very different situation for you.
在我们当中的成年孩子，这个情况可能会显得很不一样。
But please,ask God for wisdom so that you can know which are the situations you are in.
所以你可以祈求神赐你智慧，让你明辨你是在哪一种情况下。
Those situations will be very difficult for you to honor your parents without obeying them to some degree.
哪一些情况是你必须听从他们才算是孝敬的行为？
And for the parents here with adult children,
在我们当中拥有成年孩子的人，
Yes, I also have a word for you.
我也有话想对你说。
Please do not mix up obedience and honoring.
请你不要混淆听从和孝敬。
Please do not conflate the two together such that you think.
所以请你不要把两者合为一体，以致你这样子想。
That you think your adult children are honoring you only when they are obeying you.
以致你觉得你的子女只有在听从你的情况下才是孝敬你。
But recognize that they are independent adults who have a mind of their own.
你必须看清他们已经是有独立思维的成年人了。
They have a life of their own to live.
他们也得过自己的生活。
And they may no longer have to agree with and carry out everything that you say.
也无需在生活上的每一个环节里都听从你。
In other words, let it go.
换句话来说，你应该学习放开，放手。
I know it's very hard, especially for mothers.
我知道这点是非常困难的，特别是在母亲的角度。
You see, my wife May sometimes when she plays with Jonathan, our two-year-old son.
我的太太和两岁儿子韦恩在玩的时候，
Sometimes she will make comments and say jokingly,
有时候她会开玩笑地说，
I love you, Jonathan. I'm going to stay with you for the rest of your life.
儿子，我很爱你，所以以后我要和你住在一起。
Even when you are married, mommy's going to come and live with you. Mary, mommy will cook for you and carry your school bag for you.
就算你结婚了，我也要和你住在一起哦。
And then I have to look at my wife and say, please, dear, don't do that.
之后我得去提醒她，老婆，请不要这样子说。
You see, I know it's hard to let go as parents.
对家长而言，放手或放开是谈何容易啊。
But if our children are in the Lord,
但如果我们的孩子都在主内，
then can I encourage us that all the more we can let go?
我更加要鼓励你们试着去放手放开。
Because we know our children, if they love the Lord Jesus, they will take His word seriously and still love us and care for us and honor us as parents.
因为我们知道，如果我们的孩子爱主耶稣，他们会看重神的话语，并且会关心和照顾我们。
Meaning they will, in the Lord Jesus, at all times still honor us as parents, though they may not always agree and obey us in everything we say.
如果他们在主内，他们会每时每刻孝敬父母，虽然这不代表他们完全同意和听从我们所说的一切。
第三点，基督徒守必要但困难的指示。听从和孝敬父母的可能性。 I hope it is clear to us the need for children to obey and honor their parents today.
我希望透过今天的讲道，大家都可以看到基督徒应该听从和孝敬他们的家长。
And I see this shown especially in two areas of our society today.
从我们现今的社会，我看到两方面的应用。
The first is in terms of youth or young children respecting their parents.
首先青少年和年幼的孩子应该尊敬他们的家长。
One of the incidents that happened last year that really shocked me.
去年我得知了一个令我很吃惊的事件。
It was this one. A 14-year-old girl, she got enough of a constantly nagging mother, so she slapped her mother twice and then went on Facebook to boast about it.
一个14岁的女生因为无法忍受喋喋不休的母亲，竟然掌掴母亲两巴掌，然后还上社交网去炫耀此事。
Now that may be an extreme display of this rebellion and hatred of parents.
这可能是一个很极端叛逆和对父母的仇恨的写照。
And I hope that is not typical of families in Singapore today.
但愿这不代表典型的新加坡家庭。
But yet, what I've noticed that is typical today is this general mood of disliking parents.
不过我观察到现今的青少年一般都不喜欢或厌恶他们的父母。
That it is now cool on the internet and social media.
他们甚至觉得他们可以在网际上网。
To show how much we dislike our parents and to boast about the many ways in which we disobey them.
他们在社交网络上宣泄他们对父母的厌恶，甚至把不听从的行为当成是骄傲的事。
So that's for the youth and the younger children.
所以这是对青少年来说。
Yeah. And conversely, on the parents' end.
相反的，在我们父母的
那一方面。
那一方面。
Yeah. What I find happening more and more are families where parents are afraid of the young children.
现在有越来越多家长，他们甚至害怕他们的孩子。
You go to their homes, you discover the children are boss.
要是你去到他们的家里，你就会看到，其实他们的孩子算是家里的老板老大。
And parents are very afraid to enforce discipline.
家长甚至不敢执行纪律。
Sometimes it's because both parents are working, they don't have time to spend with their children. So because of that, they are afraid to discipline the children.
有时候可能是因为爸爸妈妈都在外做工，所以他们不敢去执行纪律。
But such situations are just breeding grounds for children to learn disrespect for their parents and the elderly.
这样的环境会助长孩子对家长和年长者的不敬。
In this situation, God's word today for children to obey their parents is one that is much needed to be heeded.
也正是在这样的情况下，他们必须聆听神的话，必须明白他们是应该怎样听从父母。
The other social area where I think this instruction to honor our parents will be tested more and more.
其次，遵从孝敬父母的指示会越来越有挑战性，是因为
is in this upcoming future in terms of the aging population in Singapore.
就是当我们面临一个迅速老化的新加坡。
You and I know Singapore is going to be hit with a silver tsunami.
我们知道新加坡将碰上银色海啸。
Meaning in 10 years' time, 50% of the population will be above the age of 50.
也就是在10年内，有一半的人口将会是50岁以上。
All I know is that I'll be nearing the age category in 10 years' time.
我所知道的，我也会在十年内逼近那个岁数。
But what it does mean is that the social load and burden of looking after 50% of Singapore's population.
照料新加坡五十岁以上的人口的重担将会落在。
It will fall on those who are in the sandwich category.
将会落在拥有年幼的孩子和年长家长的人的身上。
Yep. In fact, some of us now might already be in that category.
你或许已经处在这样的情况里面了。
You feel the load of having to care for younger children while also having to look after sick and elderly parents.
你感受照料年幼的孩子和患病的家长的那个重担。
And you know that in that category, it is a crushing load, a crushing burden.
在这样的情况下，你所面临的是一个极大的负担。
These are the times when our honoring of our parents as Christian children will really be tested.
在遵行孝敬父母的这一方面，你会碰到严峻的考验、试炼。
It will not be easy.
这一点也不会容易。
In fact, it will be difficult.
这会是非常困难的。
It'll be difficult for young Christian children to obey their parents in an environment where it is just not cool and not popular to do so.
年轻的基督徒子女在一个不推崇听从父母的环境里面会觉得很难听从父母。
It'll be difficult for young Christian children to obey their parents when sometimes the parents make unreasonable requests on them.
不单如此，因为父母对孩子的期望，父母会显得不讲理或严厉。
It will be difficult for adult children to honor their parents who are still healthy and who come in to act as caregivers for the grandchildren.
成年人可能觉得他们无法孝敬照料孙子的父母。
It will be tough for us to allow our parents the space to raise up the grandchildren their way without getting into any conflict and hence dishonoring them.
在养育孙子这方面，他们无法保证不会与父母有冲突，因而变得不孝。
It will be difficult for adult children to honor their parents who are failing in health and sick.
他们会觉得他们无法
It will be difficult for adult children to honor their parents who are failing.
成年人，他们可能无法孝敬他们的父母，尤其是那些逐渐衰退的父母。
And the parents might need extra care and extra patience from us.
也就是在这样的情况下，我们的父母可能需要我们更多一点的关心和耐心。
Even as we find ourselves sandwiched, having to look after the young and the old while coping with the pressures of work and life in Singapore.
我们因而会觉得我们被夹在两个中间，孩子和年长家人，并且我们还要兼顾工作和生活上的压力。
All in all, those times will be difficult.
以上的都是非常困难的。
How then will we as children be able to show obedience and honor in those times?
我们怎么样在困难的时候仍然听从和孝敬父母呢？
The answer is left to ourselves, left to our own natural self and strength, we won't be able to.
如果我们凭着自己的能力和力量，我们根本无法做到。
We will lose our patience, we will lose our love, and we will end up rebelling against our parents.
我们会失去耐性，失去对父母的爱，甚至变得叛逆。
Or equally worse, we just go through the motion of caring for them, but we have no more love and respect for them deep in our hearts.
也或者我们只做表面上的照料，心里对他们一点也不尊敬。
Friends, that is us, left to ourselves.
朋友，所以要是我们单凭自己的力量，我们就会看到如此的后果。
That is why Paul says here in Ephesians 6:1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord."
所以保罗才会在以弗所六章一节提到，为人子女的要按主的旨意听从父母。
By our sinful, selfish selves, we can't.
单凭我们自私和罪恶的本性，我们根本做不到。
That's why we do it in the Lord.
所以我们得依靠主。
Strengthened in Christ, enabled by His Spirit.
在基督里领受从他而来的力量和跟随圣灵的带领。
That is why Paul started this whole wider section in Ephesians chapter 5:1. He starts it this way.
所以保罗在以弗所五章一节才会这样的开始提醒圣徒。
He says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
因此你们既然是上帝疼爱的儿女，就要效仿上帝，要以爱心待人，像基督爱我们一样，他为我们牺牲自己，作为献给上帝的馨香供物和祭物。
See, Paul knows the Christian life, of which obeying our parents is a part. He knows that life cannot be lived out by our own strength.
保罗知道我们是无法凭着我们自己的力量活出基督徒的生活，来听从和孝敬父母。
Because left to you and I, we have limited love.
单凭我们自己，我们的爱是有限的。
That's why Jesus needed to come.
所以我们需要耶稣降世。
He came to live a life of love, to die on the cross for us, and give himself up for us.
他在生活里活出爱，并为了我们与神和好而死在十架上。
So that now reconciled to God as his children, you and I can draw daily and download this unlimited love of Jesus.
身为神的儿女，我们因此能够每天的来到爱的泉源，领受主耶稣无界限的爱。
That is in those tough seasons of your life and my life.
所以就是在我们碰到困难的时候，
where we find obedience or honoring of our parents really, really difficult.
就是在我们无法听从和孝敬父母的时候，
you and I can come daily and download that love from the Lord Jesus.
我们可以每天的来到耶稣的脚前，领受他的爱，好让我们能够那样做。
That love which saw him go to the cross for us.
也就是这样的爱，我们看到了他为了我们上十架受死。
That love which he wants to fill us with through his spirit.
通过圣灵，我们也得到他的爱的充满。
That love which we will need.To keep us obeying and honoring our parents in the very difficult moments and seasons of our life.
这样的爱也会帮助我们在困难的时候继续的听从和孝敬父母。
Will we now come?
我们是否愿意？
We admit our failing in this area.
承认我们在这方面的不足。
Ask for forgiveness from the Lord.
向主恳求原谅。
Ask him to strengthen us afresh so that we may draw daily on this love that he has given to us.
在领受他的爱的时候，祈求神继续的更新我们。
So that we can keep obeying and honoring our parents, whom God has placed us under.
好，让我们能够继续听从和孝敬神所赐给我们的父母呢。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你赐给我们的话语。
We know it is a difficult word.
我们知道你所要我们做的是不容易的。
But help us to realize.
求你帮助我们。
Help us to realize that as your children, we can come and draw daily on the love of the Lord Jesus.
让我们意识到我们可以每天的来到耶稣的面前，来继续的领受他的爱。
That love which will enable us.
也就是这样的爱能够帮助我们。
To keep obeying and honoring our parents.
能够继续的听从和孝敬我们的父母。
In all the different seasons of life that you will bring us under.
在生活上的高低的时候，我们都明白你会在我们的身旁。
That we may bring glory to your name.
那我们也可以荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名求，阿门。